Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. Our guest today is a storied performer, to be sure, an educator in the world of jazz, very well known. One of the several proud pictures that I have of meeting jazz artists at the New Days Theater in Memphis. One was Dave Brubeck, one was Chick Corea, one was Gary Burton.
And Gary Burton. Ah, cool.
And Gary Burton is on the phone with us right now. It's Gary Burton, thank you so much for giving us a call.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, we are looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, for your information, Mr. Gary Burton and Chick Corea with the Harlem String Quartet will be performing in Memphis at 7 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th, at the Germantown Performing Arts Center. And it's going to be Chick Corea, Gary Burton, and the Harlem String Quartet. And I think this is part of the Hot House tour. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a new record out called Hot House, and the String Quartet is actually only on one of the numbers of that record, but we've added more music, and we're touring with them, and we're going to do another record with them in the spring of next year. So yeah. This is kind of a warm-up of what's to come.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Mozart.
Mozart goes dancing.
I played that Sunday. I just got the CD in the mail about a week ago, mm-hmm. and introduced it Sunday and played that song. And I got two or three phone calls right away. I said, okay.
Very good.
Where is that from? What's that? The new Hot House CD.
We decided to do standards for a change instead of original music. And we picked all songs from the years that Chick and I were coming of age, you know, in the 50s and 60s. So it's composers like Dave Brubeck, Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, Bill Evans, and so on. And then there was, at the end, Chick had one new song he had just written, which was this Mozart Goes Dancing, and we added it to the record. And then he called me 2 days later and said, you know, wouldn't this be great with a string quartet? So we actually flew to New York to record that one song over again with the string quartet. We were out of our minds to do this, you know, to spend all that money. But it sounded like a great idea, so we did it. And now we're touring with them and sort of dividing the concert between the first half is just the duet, as we normally play our concerts, and then the second half is with the string quartet joining us.
Oh, wow. I mean, that was not a waste of money, I guarantee you. Because that is a great, like I said, it was the first one that I played over the air.
And oh, well, good.
All kind of good response. You have been, we were talking about before, and we've been playing Gary Burton CDs forever. Gary Burton with Gary Burton Quartet, Gary Burton with, and so on and so forth for a long time now. I did not know that you taught yourself how to play the vibes, for one thing.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was growing up, I lived in a small farm town in Indiana, so, you know, it wasn't like there were teachers around, and I discovered jazz just through records, and started sort of, like a lot of young musicians, I kept copying things off of records and trying to play it as best I could, and by the time I got through high school, I was to the point where I could hold my own, you know, getting through a gig, and went on finally to go to school in the East, in Boston, and that's where my career, you know, got going more. And my first band was George Shearing, one of the few bands that regularly had vibraphone in the band, so that was a choice opportunity for me.
I always consider, when I'm doing anything, when I'm doing promos or anything that I want to make everybody aware, yes, this is the sound of jazz, it always has to do with the vibe and the piano together.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That's a great, it's one of my favorite combinations, of course, being the, you know, the vibe part of that. But I recently was talking to someone about this, and there's something about the vibraphone, because it's a cool sound, a mellow sound that does, you know, really send a message that, okay, this must be jazz.
Yeah, it's like, I always call it cocktail hour music.
Well, and it's an instrument that you don't hear hardly anywhere else. You know, it's not present much in classical music or pop music, or, you know, name a genre, country music, rap music, whatever. The vibe seems to be pretty much, you know, committed to just the jazz world, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, right on. I hadn't even thought about that. But I think that sound, that George Shearing sound, the idea that you got to play and be the sound in George Shearing Quintet.
Well, it was a great education for me. I was just 19 years old, right out of school, when I joined his band. And that was the first, you know, really big time thing I did. And we toured all over and made records during that period. And it was like, wow, this is my dream come true.
Oh, that had to be a fantastic experience. And this, George Shearing pretty much created that sound anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, and you know, and that was atypical for the era. I mean, he came over from England. And as an unknown player, he was well known in England, but he decided to make a fresh start in America. And it was a time when jazz groups were all dominated by horn players. It was Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, etc., and playing bebop music. And here was George, who went a totally different direction by having guitar and vibes and this nice unison, lush sound. That was something different, and it took a while to catch on. He told me that the first year or more was really tough getting work, and then he had a record that became a huge hit. It was September in the Rain. It sold about 1 million copies, and that put him on the map. And from then on, he was quite a established star.
That song, September in the Rain, is still being copied by.
Yeah,
tons
I'm sure it is. That was a big seller in its day.
Well, and then you moved, and I, like I said in the promo that we do for the concert, you are an educator. There's so many things that you know you have to read up about somebody. I'm so used to Gary Burton, the vibe player, and I knew very little about your background as an educator as well.
Well, I got into teaching in the 70s. When I entered my 30s, I got interested in teaching. I'd started doing what was a new thing at the time, you know, what we call clinics or master classes sort of things at schools, and discovered that I enjoyed trying to explain how things work and to breaking it down for music students to understand how improvisation takes place and so on. And eventually, I got the idea that it might be nice to have an actual home base for teaching instead of just doing it occasionally. So I started teaching at where I had gone to college, which was Berklee College of Music in Boston. And I was there 33 years before I retired a few years back. And now I'm teaching again. I have an online course that I created for their online program. And I've been doing that for a year now, and I love it. I'm back in teaching again, and yet it's convenient because all I need is the internet, and I can keep up with the students and the assignments and everything, and it doesn't take too much of my time. And I love the experience of interacting with students and seeing them develop and grow and all that. It's I think anybody that gets into teaching discovers that's the part that keeps you coming back.
Yeah. Oh, and so, by the way, if you just tuned in, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Vibist Extraordinaire, Mr. Gary Burton. He's going to be here in Memphis on Sunday, September the 30th, 7 p.m. at the Germantown Performing Arts Center. It's Chick Corea and Gary Burton with the Harlem String Quartet as part of the Hot House Tour, sponsored by Joey and Dr. Neil Beckford at the GPAC. And as always, 1801 Exeter. You can get your tickets there at the box office. And we're talking with Mr. Gary Burton about his, you know, being a virtuoso on the vibes is one thing, plus playing the piano, a composer, and all of that. But your humility and your educational background is really cool, considering the fact that I'm here on a college campus. I know in the last faculty meeting, a big deal was the online courses, so that's getting to be the major trend right now in most of these
universities. Yeah, you know, who would have thought? I mean, this was unheard of 10, 15, 20 yeah. years ago. No one even imagined such a thing. And over the last decade, it has revolutionized education. And, you know, I know Berkeley now with their online school has over 100 courses available. And students from all over the world. That's one of the things that's wild about teaching these my course is that I look at the class list and I've got people from India and China and Australia and Russia and South America and, of course, all over the U.S. And I think, well, what a great thing that, you know, that people have access to all this information now, no matter where they are. Yeah. And there used to be pretty big barriers to getting to study a lot of subjects, and such as jazz. So it's wonderful. Thanks to the internet, yeah. You know, yet another thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, but on top of that, though, you began your musical education career at Berkeley. You went back to Berkeley as a teacher of percussion and improvisation in 71. In 85, you were named the dean of curriculum.
I switched over to administration. I mean, became the vice president after.
Yeah, you got your doctorate.
For the last 10 years I was there.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, that when we speak of being a music educator, that is the achievement there. That's to move up that far.
Well, I'm real proud of that. I mean, when I went there, I just thought to be a teacher. And in fact, when they first asked me about taking the dean position, I was kind of skeptical that this would be a good fit. I said, I've never done anything like that before. And they said, well, give it a try. You know, it'll probably work. And it did. I ended up enjoying it a lot, and I felt like I made some important contributions to the school. And then later on, they moved me up to take over the day-to-day running of the school for the last decade I was there, and that turned out to be a great experience also.
Yeah.
So and the school has grown into this wonderful, huge, you know, 4,000 students, 22 buildings, big institution.
Oh, that prestigious beyond belief as far as the music world is concerned.
Yeah, it is. It's just incredible. And I was around during all the years it was growing into this. And when I visit now, when I go back to Boston for concerts or something, and I go by the school to kind of say hello to people and so on and see how it's going, it just amazes me what a fantastic place it is.
Oh, wow. Well, for a guy with your experience and everything, I think it's just fantastic. I think the jazz world, it has to bow its head and say thank you for all of your contributions over the years. And working at a prestigious school like Berkeley, my goodness, so many of the jazz musicians that are out now trying to carry on with the music and the tradition, so many of them came through that school.
Yeah, that's right.
Your tutelage. And, oh, man, that is a great achievement for sure. By the way, if you just tuned in, it's Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Mr. Gary Burton, who will be here in Memphis with Chick Corea and the Harlem String Quartet on Sunday, September the 30th at 7 p.m. It'll be at the Germantown Performing Arts Center. And you can get tickets at the GPAC box office. You can look online at gpacweb.com for all the information and everything about it. And it's part of the Hot House Tour, the new CD that was just released September the 4th, I believe it was. And we've started playing here at U92 FM, so you're going to hear a lot of this one as it goes along. The Hot House Tour, you guys doing a lot of running, a lot of touring?
Well, we already did 2 months in Europe in the spring, in March and April, and now we're going to do concerts all over the U.S. and Canada. We have 30 concerts, so we're hitting almost every major city. On this run, it'll run through the end of the year, and that's, you know, it's about as good as exposure as we could hope to have to introduce the record to people. Yeah. And we're just getting started now. This, but when we get to Memphis, I think that'll be about our 10th or 12th concert on the tour, and then we'll continue on out to the West Coast, in fact, after Memphis. That's the next part of the tour.
Wow. Well, I can tell the audience right now, if you want to hear jazz at its most precise, you will never hear a technician like Chick Corea or Gary Burton ever again in his life.
Well, thank you for saying that.
And again, thank you so much for giving us a call.
You're welcome. We're looking for. I haven't played in Memphis for a while, so I'm looking forward to making a return visit.
Right on. We're looking forward to it as well. And it's going to be at the Germantown Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m. Sunday, September 30th. Chicoria, Gary Burton and the Harlem String Quartet. Gary Burton, thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome. I'll see you then.
All right. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.